From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. Burmese pythons, lionfish, African land snails, these are just a few of the invasive species considered threats to Florida ecosystems. And the fact that you can't really snuggle with a serpent, a venomous fish, or a disease-carrying mollusk perhaps makes them easier to eradicate. But what does Florida do about a potential invader that's a little on the cute side? Such a creature is a capybara. And here to tell us more is Dr. Elizabeth Congdon. She joins us from Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach, where she serves as Department Chair of Natural Sciences. Dr. Congdon, what exactly is a capybara?
Well, technically, capybaras are the largest rodent species in the world, but I beg you not to picture a large New York City rat. Its closest relative is the guinea pig. And so picture a guinea pig and then blow it up to about 120 pounds.
Now, there have been no reports, at least that I've seen, of capybaras running amok here in South Florida. So where in Florida have they been spotted?
So these, they've been spotted around north central Florida. A few animals escaped from a research facility in northern Florida in about 1990-ish. And they were able to recapture most of them, but apparently not all. And so then there have been these sporadic sightings since then. Unfortunately, nobody really knows exactly how many there are, where they are exactly, how far they've spread. We know that they are breeding only because some people have spotted some juveniles. So they have not yet become a problem. We don't technically call them invasive because invasive means they're a problem. So right now they're just considered exotic or non-native.
And how exactly does the capybara run the risk of going from an exotic species to an invasive one in Florida?
So they're native to South America, pretty much from the Panama Canal down to northern Argentina. What that means is that they're tropical, but they can also extend into subtropical areas. So northern Argentina would be subtropical, and Florida is subtropical. So when they were released here, this would fit into where they can survive and breed.
Okay, so if the capybara is a rodent, what are they feasting upon that would make them a pest in Florida?
If they start breeding to the point where they get near agricultural lands or get to the point of where they're coming in contact with people on a regular basis and perhaps carrying any kind of disease. In Brazil, there have been cases of them carrying a tick that can carry spotted fever. And in Brazil as well, they get into agriculture and eat both corn and sugarcane.
Dr. Congdon, I'm not a big fan of rodents, but I've seen photos and videos of capybaras, and they're sort of adorable.
Right.
They're huge, but cute. Now, how does that cuteness factor work for them or against them when it comes to controlling the population in the wild?
Well, no one has a problem killing a Burmese python. No one wants to kill a capybara, and neither do we. So what we're hoping is if the numbers are still small enough that we can capture them, they can be relocated to zoos, to wildlife facilities. That's what we're trying to do, is to make sure that we don't get to the point where we have to harm any animals. If anyone does spot a capybara in northern Florida, they can contact the Florida Wildlife Service and let them know where they've seen it, and that would actually help our study a great deal.
Our guest today was Dr. Elizabeth Congdon. She's a department chair of natural sciences at Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DeMattei.